All right. This week we learn Parshat Ba'alotcha. There's a famous incident at the end of Parshat Ba'alotcha. It's an incident with Aaron and Miriam speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chazal teach us that Miriam is the one who spoke first and said, you know, Harakach Moshe Diber Hashem. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Halo Gambano Diber, he spoke to us as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, conducted himself in a more stringent fashion. He kept away from his wife. He divorced his wife, and so they said, "What's going on with this? It's like extreme, extreme religiosity. It's not called for." So, and then Miriam gets sarad as a result of that. So, this forms the basis of a potential mitzvah. It's the machloket rishonim somewhat. So, the instance related here, but later on in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, the Torah says, he shamir b'negat sarad, l'shmor b'od b'laso, be careful b'negat sarad, and then zachor et asher asah shem l'kech l'miriam, b'derach b'tzeitam Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam when he left Egypt. So the machloket rishonim, is there a mitzvah to articulate verbally what Hashem did to Miriam? And I think you're familiar with that, you know, in the Sidurim, there are sheish zechirot, if you look in the art scroll, in the Hebrew art scroll, it's on page 74, but there's six zechirot that it says to mention every day, and one of them is the one issue with Miriam. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, he has his own count, but then there are other mitzvahs that the Ramban, you know, feels that the Rambam left it out. So this is one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and says there's a mitzvah to remember what happened to Miriam. And this is from Rav Matzis Blum in his Sefer Torah L'Das, the Chelek Aleph. So he says, the Ramban says, we're commanded to verbally remember what Miriam did to Moshe Rabbeinu, the speaking against him, we shouldn't be like those people concerning which it states is a pasuk in Tehillim, teshev achicha tedaber benim chatzin dofi. You sit, you speak against your brother, your mother's son, you slander. We shouldn't be like people like this. Then he quotes from the Sifri. The Sifri connects the two psukim, zachor asher asam alkech lamiriam, and then it says, why is that connected to Yishamber b'negat sarad? It says, be careful with sarad. Teaches us that negayim kam, for you speaking lashon hara. Then he quotes from the Sifra. Here's the key. It says, Achor Asher Asam Oshek LaMiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So the Sifra says, Yechol B'Vavecha. I might think, I'll just think in my mind, my heart. Shomir Hishamir B'negat Sarat L'Shmur Ma'od Reishmir Alev Amor. So from the Pasuk about Saras, he's complaining both together. It's like one Parsha. Like, in other words, the Saras with Miriam. So it says, be careful with the Negat Sarat. That's like he takes it, that's like a low tishkach. So keep it in your mind. So when it says zachor, shona b'picha. You should, you know, articulate it. So that's the way Ramban holds. And here, you know, there's the Megillas Esther is one of the commentaries in Sefer Mitzvot. And usually, Rav Blum writes, the Megillas Esther usually defends the Rambam. Here, the Megillas Esther, he, like, you know, folds up his cards. He says, no, Taka, the Ramban seems to be correct on this. I have nothing more to say about this. Then he mentions here as well that the Smak also mentions that Zachor is a mitzvah essay, and the Charedim, and the Rashbates, and the Zohar Akiya. So there are many Rishonim who hold that there's a mitzvah essay in a Torah to articulate this incident with Miriam. So why is it that we perhaps don't do this? So he quotes here, there's a Sefer Artzot HaChayim from the Malbim. The Malbim is a very nice Sefer. The Malbim wrote a Sefer, he was going to write a Sefer on all of Shulchan Aruch, but he didn't live to see it completed. So he only completed one volume, so we have it, let's say, for Hilchot Tzitzis, you know, the beginning Simanim Shulchan Aruch. And unfortunately, when you don't complete a Sefer, people don't look at the first part too often. But in the Artzot HaChayim, he wants to say, he's giving a hesber why it might not be a mitzvah essay. So he says that we darshan out hishamer b'negat sarad v'lasod, that if a person cuts off the tzarad, he's over on an essay and a low tasa. That's the way that he could be learning it. Anyway, the Artzot HaChayim though writes, from the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Olah Tamid, the name of the Arizal, he says that you should say four Zechirot every day. He mentions four Zechirot, and that's Matan Torah, Mechir Amalek, Masi Miriam, and Siyat Mitzrayim. So he was asked, How come there's no obligation to read about these incidents from the Torah, like Kriyas Amalek? Why by Kriyas Amalek, you know, Zachor that we learn every year? What's different with these mitzvahs that also mention Zachor? So he says, the difference is, he quotes from the Gemara Megillah, so by Amalek, it says, you know, maybe it means, you know, Belev, that I should remember Belev. So it says Lo Tishkach. So it says Lo Tishkach, that's Belev. So when it's Zachor, that means Bepeh. So I know it's Bepeh. So he says, the other ones just say Zachor. That's what he wants to say. Now, he does say by one of the other ones, it does mention Lo Tishkach and Zachor, and that's by the Egel. In other words, you should remember the Maaseh HaEgel, the incident with the golden calf. So he has a nice chiddush. He wants to say, you know, there's a lot of poskim who want to say that Kriyas Parshas Para is Doraisa. So everybody's asking, how could Kriyas Parshas Para be Doraisa? So the Malbim wants to say that that's the Maaseh HaEgel, that Parshas Para is, you know, is the kapara for Maaseh HaEgel. So we don't want to, you know, read something in the Maaseh HaEgel, that's the gunut of Klal Yisrael. So we read Parshas Para, and that would be the Mrs. S.A. Doraisa with that. Anyway, in the end, the Malbim says, it comes out, in the Torah there's no chiv to articulate it, just Maaseh Amalek, just once a year. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that there's the Zechirot that are said, and he says there are six Zechirot, and it's just a Hidur Ba'alma. Then, listen to this, he says, and wrap it up with this, the Magen Avraham brings down by Hilchot Kriyat Shema, he quotes from the Kavanot of the Ketavim from the Ari, that these Zechirot, he says they are Mrs. Essay, but he says that when you say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, you should have Kavana for these items. So listen to how he has it. Right before you say Shema, you say Uvana Vacharta, you've chosen us from all people, you should have in mind Matan Torah. That's when you chose us from all people, with Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. The Kerav Tanu, you brought us close to you, that's Ma'amad Har Sinai. Then he says, L'shimcha HaGadol, that's Ma'asei Amalek. Because with Amalek, until Amalek is destroyed, Hashem's name is not complete. And it was right before Kriyat Shema, you say, V'Kerav Tanu, L'shimcha HaGadol. And then he says, L'hodot L'cha, to give thanks to you. It means the peh, our mouths, were created to give hodah to Hashem, and not speak Lashon Hara, and that's Maaseh Miriam. And then in Kriyat Shema, we say Uzuchartem at Kol Mitzvot Hashem. He says that's a reference oblique to Shabbos. Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvos. And then the Magen Avraham continues on, and he says that, he says also when you say Bi Ahava, so he says that also should be like it says Zachor Esher Eksavta Hashem Lekecha B'Midbar. You should remember how you angered Hashem in the Midbar. He says one second. Yeah. So he says that when you say Be'ahava, that they didn't like Hashem, and we should do it this way. Anyway, so it's a nice idea. If you want to articulate it, it's in the Siddurim on page 74 here, and the six Zechirot are remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering Ma'amad Har Sinai, remember the incident with Amalek, the Maaseh HaEgel, the Golden Calf, Maaseh Miriam, and Zechirot Shabbos. Those are all. So if you want to think about it, it's nice. But it's interesting that the Magen Avraham has been incorporated in Birchos Kriyat Shema. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? I think that's it.